This chart that you may have seen before shows the infrared channels on ADI. The blue regions show where individual bands are detecting energy. Some are narrow, band 10, and some are relatively wide, band 8. The red line can be interpreted two ways, either the relative amount of absorption by any gas in the atmosphere, or the brightness temperature sensed by the satellite in clear skies. Cooler brightness temperatures result when absorption by a gas occurs in the atmosphere. Strong absorption by water vapor is apparent in bands 8, 9, and 10. Ozone absorption is apparent in band 12, and CO2 absorption is occurring in band 16. These bands will all give cooler brightness temperatures in clear skies because of that absorption. When the red line is near zero, at the bottom of the chart, little absorption is occurring. This is the case for the 10.3 micron band 13. Many of the Heritage Difference products use 10.7 microns on GOES 13, 14, and 15. How does that particular channel compare to the closest channels on ABI, channels 13 at 10.3 microns and 14 at 11.2? The 10.3 micron channel is cleaner, that is, there is less water vapor absorption, and it's also narrower than the 10.7 micron channel on GOES 13, 14, and 15. The 11.2 micron channel is also narrower than the 10.7 micron channel, but it has similar amounts of water vapor absorption. If you want to highlight water vapor differences between channels with a split window difference that includes 12.3 microns, maybe 10.3 microns is the channel to use, but 11.2 microns will give similar results.